三阶，模拟题加真题集训。标准模拟试题一。第一节，听力选择。A， 图片理解，请听句子，从A、B、C 中选择与句子意思相符的正确图片，听两遍。
Number one, I like eating all kinds of fruits, and I love strawberries best.
I like eating all kinds of fruits, and I love strawberries best.
Number two, please pick up the litter. It is not allowed to throw rubbish here and there.
Please pick up the litter. It is not allowed to throw rubbish here and there.
Number three, it said that the report about school safety will begin at 10 o'clock.
It said that the report about school safety will begin at 10 o'clock.
Number four. Sally helped her mother clean the windows yesterday afternoon.
Sally helped her mother clean the windows yesterday afternoon.
Number five. Oh, there is no milk in the fridge. Let's go to the supermarket to buy some.
Oh, there is no milk in the fridge. Let's go to the supermarket to buy some.
B.小对话理解，请听小对话及问题，从 A、B、C 中选择正确的答案，听两遍。
Number six, do you have any plans for this weekend, Mike?
Yes, I will have a picnic with my parents. I'm looking forward to it.
Question, what is Mike going to do this weekend?Do you have any plans for this weekend, Mike?
Yes, I will have a picnic with my parents. I'm looking forward to it.
Question, what is Mike going to do this weekend? Number 7. Do you know Zhong Nanshan, Dale?
Of course. He is a great hero who has saved many patients with COVID-19.
Question, what does Dale think of Zhong Nanshan? Do you know Zhong Nanshan, Dale?
Of course. He is a great hero who has saved many patients with COVID-19.
Question, what does Dale think of Zhong Nanshan? Number 8. Dad, tomorrow is Saturday.Can you go to the zoo with me?
Sorry, I have something important to do. What about the day after tomorrow?
No problem.
Question, when will they go to the zoo?
Dad, tomorrow is Saturday. Can you go to the zoo with me?
Sorry, I have something important to do. What about the day after tomorrow?
No problem.
Question,When will they go to the zoo? Number 9. Sherry, how do you usually go to school? By subway or by bus?
Neither. I prefer to walk to school because it's a good way to exercise.
Question. How does Sherry often go to school? Sherry, how do you usually go to school? By subway or by bus?
Neither. I prefer to walk to school because it's a good way to exercise.
Question. How does Sherry often go to school?
Number 10. Hey, Bob. I heard that Lucy had got the first place in the math competition, right?
No, I just read the report card. Jack got the first place. Lucy was just 1 point behind Jack.
Both of them are excellent. We should learn from them.
Question. Who got the first place in the math competition?
Hey, Bob. I heard that Lucy had got the first place in the math competition, right?
No, I just read the report card. Jack got the first place. Lucy was just 1 point behind Jack.
Both of them are excellent. We should learn from them.
Question. Who got the first place in the math competition?
C. 长对话理解。请听长对话，根据其内容，从 A、B、C 中选择能回答所给问题的最佳答案，听三遍。
Mary, when will you leave for America?
I will leave for New York City tomorrow to visit my uncle with my parents.
Sounds great. You must be very excited.
Yes, but I'm also a bit nervous because I don't know the customs and manners in the USA. Could you give me a hand?
Sure, I will tell you whatever I know.
It's so kind of you. What should I do if I visit someone's home?
Well, it's important to be on time when you're invited for dinner, but don't arrive too early. Bringing a small gift like some flowers is also necessary.
Okay, I know. Can I just leave after the meal?
You'd better not. Or your friends may think you don't like the meal. You can leave after 1 or 2 hours.
I see. What else should I pay attention to?
Don't forget to call your friends or write a thank you note to say that you enjoyed the evening very much the next day.
It's really important to be a polite guest. Thanks for telling me so much.
You're welcome. Wish you a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
Mary, when will you leave for America?
I will leave for New York City tomorrow to visit my uncle with my parents.
Sounds great. You must be very excited.
Yes. But I'm also a bit nervous because I don't know the customs and manners in the USA. Could you give me a hand?
Sure, I will tell you whatever I know.
It's so kind of you. What should I do if I visit someone's home?
Well, it's important to be on time when you're invited for dinner, but don't arrive too early. Bringing a small gift like some flowers is also necessary.
Okay, I know. Can I just leave after the meal?
You'd better not. Or your friends may think you don't like the meal. You can leave after 1 or 2 hours.
I see. What else should I pay attention to?
Don't forget to call your friends or write a thank you note to say that you enjoyed the evening very much the next day.
It's really important to be a polite guest. Thanks for telling me so much.
You're welcome. Wish you a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
Mary, when will you leave for America?
I will leave for New York City tomorrow to visit my uncle with my parents.
Sounds great. You must be very excited.
Yes, but I'm also a bit nervous because I don't know the customs and manners in the USA. Could you give me a hand?
Sure. I will tell you whatever I know.
It's so kind of you. What should I do if I visit someone's home?
Well, it's important to be on time when you're invited for dinner, but don't arrive too early. Bringing a small gift like some flowers is also necessary.
Okay, I know. Can I just leave after the meal?
You'd better not. Or your friends may think you don't like the meal. You can leave after 1 or 2 hours.
I see. What else should I pay attention to?
Don't forget to call your friends or write a thank you note to say that you enjoyed the evening very much the next day.
It's really important to be a polite guest. Thanks for telling me so much.
You're welcome. Wish you a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
D. 短文理解，请听短文，根据其内容填写表格，听三遍。
I went to a small town for a visit last year. It was really unforgettable. I lived in a small hotel. One day, I lost $50 that I remembered putting on the table in my room.I felt very sad, so I entered the manager's office of the hotel and told him what had happened. The manager said he was sorry and he would call the police for help right now. While he was talking with me, there was a knock at the door. A girl came in and put a wallet on his desk. There was $50 in it. I found it outside this gentleman's room, she said. Then I said sorry to the manager.And thanked the girl for her returning the money. What an honest girl she was.
I went to a small town for a visit last year. It was really unforgettable. I lived in a small hotel. One day, I lost $50 that I remembered putting on the table in my room. I felt very sad, so I entered the manager's office of the hotel.And told him what had happened. The manager said he was sorry, and he would call the police for help right now. While he was talking with me, there was a knock at the door. A girl came in and put a wallet on his desk. There was $50 in it. I found it outside this gentleman's room, she said. Then I said sorry to the manager, and thanked the girl for her returning the money.What an honest girl she was.
I went to a small town for a visit last year. It was really unforgettable. I lived in a small hotel. One day, I lost $50 that I remembered putting on the table in my room. I felt very sad. So I entered the manager's office of the hotel and told him what had happened.The manager said he was sorry and he would call the police for help right now. While he was talking with me, there was a knock at the door. A girl came in and put a wallet on his desk. There was $50 in it. I found it outside this gentleman's room, she said. Then I said sorry to the manager and thanked the girl for her returning the money. What an honest girl she was.